going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Paul Hamilton.
I just love this reggae music. It's my favorite of all time. I wish they would just play this on autopilot, never turn it off. It's just so great. I love it so much.
He keeps the people coming back for more.
Super excited, and I might just add this. I've missed Paul Hamilton, and that's the reason I'm back.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
What, Paul Hamilton in just a moment here? I love Paul Opens, by the way.
Oh, they're the best.
Paul
They've
Opens
always
are great.
Been the best.
And I love being able to talk with Paul, because Paul is one of the people that, like, you know, he's a good friend around here.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's absolutely going to make fun of me, knowing that he has to talk to me for a second day in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for it.
Well, you know, he gets to talk to me. He doesn't talk to me on the radio.
But that's what friends... So he'll make fun of you then,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, I'm anticipating.
But that's what friends do, okay? And Paul's going to be like, I ain't your friend. I already know what's coming. But Sabres hiring Jarmo Kekäläinen to be the senior advisor to Kevyn Adams. And I do think that that is something that is it's worth talking about a little bit there. We had a nice range of callers, though, in the first hour as well, where it kind of tees into that aggression, try to go get somebody. But also I liked what Rich had to say on the other side of it, which is I don't know how much this moves the needle because of the locker room.
Right. I think that's a valid discussion about the – is there a part of this that falls on – you know, we hear Brad Tree Living talk about DNA for mm-hmm. the Leafs.
Yes.
Is there a DNA factor in Buffalo here? I don't tend to think that there is. I think that Tage and Dahlin as sort of the kings of the castle are – hardcore competitors that really want to win.
They're far more feistier of leaders, I think.
I see a lot more of that passion in them than maybe I've seen in these kind of players that we talk about in this fashion of they don't want it bad enough. I think that they both specifically are absolutely at that level. I think that there is probably something to be said for a collective – whatever you want to call it, feeling, not belief, anticipation of just repeating history. And I definitely think you have to – I think you got to like address that head on and say, listen, we know what we've been. We know what our reputation is. A lot of you guys have been here. We are taking steps to make a change. And – you have to be able to accept that and be ready to make that move.
And we'll talk plenty more about this. And I do think that there's something to it, and I want to bring a certain game up about that. So let's put a pin in this for the moment. As we bring in Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline here, Paul, it's Derek and Owen. So I kind of incentivized a reason for you to come back here today, Paul.
I was going to ask who was there to save the show.
I don't know quite about that, Paul. I'm not. I don't have the skills of my old man yet, despite sitting in his seat at the moment.
Well, sitting next to him, you don't need skills. So you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to incentivize you coming back in some way here, Paul. So that's what we managed to do here. But Paul, long time no talk. And again, I'm thinking it's interesting to get it a day later too, of processing everything, looking at the reactions of people around hockey circles as well. The Sabres bringing in Jarmo Kekalainen, and your initial thoughts on the hire for him as an advisor position.
Well, I think it's a good thing because he's done everything that you'd want done in a hockey department. Of course, he played briefly in the NHL, and he was a GM with the Blue Jackets with some success, some not, from 2013 to 2024. Before that, he was director of player personnel for the Senators, assistant GM and director of amateur scouting for the Blues. He was a GM over in the Finnish Pro League, and then a GM, of course, with the Blue Jackets. So he's pretty much done everything you want in a hockey department. So, I think his opinions will be valid and, a person that would be listened to. The only thing I would say is it's a shame that Terry Pegula didn't realize that they needed somebody like this when Kevin Adams was hired. You hired a guy who had really no hockey management experience at all, or very little. I mean, he had been an assistant coach with Lindy Ruff, but, he had done stuff in the front office, and things like that. He ran Harbor Center, but he never really had that job with an NHL team. So having somebody like that should have been done right when he was hired, to give him somebody to bounce things off of and run things by. But they just didn't. I mean, Terry Pegula is an inexperienced owner who makes a lot of decisions that aren't the right ones. And here we are 5 years later, and they finally do it.
Paul, one of the things that I think that Adams has lacked in his tenure in particular is the dangerous swing, the risk taker. And Kekalainen, throughout his tenure with Columbus, he has those all throughout sprinkled in his career of 11 years as Columbus's general manager. Having someone like that in Adams's ear with the free agent talent that might be coming about, I remember who we talked about yesterday for you, but having a guy like Kekalainen there to kind of allow for those last misgivings of trying to make a big swing, I think he's the perfect devil on the shoulder type advisor for, yes, take that big swing. Let's take that risk. Let's actually try and go and get somebody huge here and a major acquisition, which is the one thing that Adams has yet to do in his tenure here in Buffalo.
Well, he took some big swings, especially near the end where you're looking at, or recently, I might say, not near the end. The end hasn't come. With the McLeod move, which was a big swing. When you're going to give up a number one pick to get a guy who the position you desperately need, saying that you expect some upside in offense, and you got that big time from him. I think Byram would fit that with Mittelstadt for Byram. Now, it's looking like maybe that's going to turn into somebody else, possibly. So we'll see where that goes. I think that would fit. I think Cousins and Norris would fit that description also. And of course, Reinhardt and Eichel, but those were forced on him. Both those players asked out. And Kevin Adams has said since he started, and I don't think that's changed, that if you don't want to play in Buffalo and you don't want to be a Buffalo Sabre, you're not going to be a Buffalo Sabre. And so they were, of course, going to be traded. So those turned into big trades also. But, somebody like Johnny Gaudreau, who nobody was talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets when he was the number one free agent of his class. Of course, the Rangers were involved and other teams were involved. And next thing you know, he signs and it's with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Columbus was never mentioned when it came to that. And so he was able to bring that, to fruition. And that's where I think Adams has failed, where, you know, he's talked about, and as I said to you yesterday, forget about the palm trees, but the premise of what he's talking about is correct. He's not wrong. But the reason the players don't want to come to Buffalo is because they haven't been in the playoffs for 14 years, and it's looked hopeless for how many years? And quite honestly, if you're from the outside looking in, it probably still looks hopeless to you. So why would you come here? And, you know, but at the end of the day, he has to figure it out. It's his job to make that move, no matter how hard it is. And I understand you need two to trade. And I understand that, you know, maybe guys like, you know, Natchez was like, well, I'm not going to resign there even if you trade me there type of a thing. Well, you still have to somehow figure out how to get that move done. And maybe that's where this can help, where instead of saying you need two to trade and the player never did get traded when actually the player wound up getting traded during the season, but or, you know, players won't waive their no trades to come here or this is not a destination. All of it's true. But it's still your job to get it done to move this franchise forward.
Yeah, Paul. So in talking about making those kind of moves, how involved do you anticipate Kekalainen to be in the day-to-day process with Adams, figuring out what the vision for the team is and personnel decisions, all that? Like, where do you see Kekalainen having the biggest impact with this organization?
Very much so, all over. I mean, you know, Terry Pegula told Adams, you know, in their meeting that, you know, he wanted somebody like this hired and he wants this person listened to. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to make the final decision, but it also means that, you know, if they're having a discussion about it, his opinion has to hold a lot of weight. And I think it will. I mean, you'd be a fool to hire somebody like that and not listen to him. Or be staunch in your, all right, you can say what you say, tell me what you think, and then not, and then go do something else. You know, maybe sometimes you're going to do something else. I mean, Kevin Adams has the final say if he absolutely is staunchly believes into something. But for the most part, I think he will be listened to, and I think it will be a group type of a decision, because as it is now, Kevin Adams in the hockey department, for the most part, had a bunch of men who never have done their jobs before. So what are they going to say? They basically sat there and agreed with Kevin Adams, and, you know, there really wasn't much debate or you know, healthy debate or anything like that. I mean, when Tim Murray was the GM, they almost came to blows at the draft table over Sam Reinhart or Leon Draisaitl, but that's what he wanted, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing that there was debate. There was opinion that, you know, people were passionate in how they felt about a certain player. That's what you want. You want to get together and give your views, whether they agree or disagree or anything like that. And I think that's what this brings.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline here. Paul, when it comes down to it, there's still plenty of hockey to play. And when I say plenty, there's one series left. I told you yesterday I'm going to start breaking out in hives. I think it's already started. We're not going to have hockey until Wednesday. But the Stanley Cup Final is set. It's a rematch from last year. And I do think, though, that this year I like Edmonton a lot more because their depth is showing up. Eight players with five or more goals. Paul, what are you thinking when it comes to the Stanley Cup Final? Who's your favorite right now and why?
Yeah, last night I'm sitting there, no hockey. Ugh. And even if there was NBA, I don't even know if there was. I don't watch the
there
NBA.
There wasn't even.
And I'm thinking, all right, Yankees-Dodgers. Oh, it's on Apple TV. Oh, well, yeah, that ain't happening. Can you imagine me sitting there trying to figure out how to get Apple TV? I mean, the game would have been in the ninth inning by the time even came close to figuring it out.
We got content idea here now. Owen's the cameras guy. This is perfect, actually, Paul. Maybe we make you suffer for the sake of content.
Yeah.
I'd never do that to you, Paul. You know that.
So I didn't get to watch Yankees-Dodgers. It turned into a good game. I mean, not a well-played game, but an 8-5 back and forth, a lot of home runs, you know, type of a game. So I couldn't even watch that. I mean, I'm down to Hallmark movies, and you know, it's just like, okay, that's great, type of a thing. So yeah, I was pretty disappointed. As far as the finals, I thought the Western Conference final of Dallas Edmonton, I didn't have much hope for Florida and Carolina, but I thought that was going to be a barn burner. I thought, well, we're going to get a 7-game series out of that. Brian and I were talking about it, and I was thinking Dallas. He was thinking Edmonton, but we were both, you know, talking about 7. People don't know who Brian is, Brian Koziel. And, you know, I thought it would be a fantastic series. Well, when your best player doesn't show up, and your best player looked like Wayne Gretzky for the first part of the playoffs, and then he doesn't score a goal and hardly even gets on the board since the last series against Winnipeg. I mean, he was just not there at all. So how are you going to win when that happens to you? Edmonton, their best players showed up. Who are 1-2 in scoring? Well, Draisaitl, McDavid. Your best players have to be your best players. And for Edmonton, they absolutely were. And for Dallas, they weren't. So I'm at, you know, here I am sitting here, Edmonton, Florida. By the way, for people who think you have to break your neck to be win your division and win the President's Trophy, this is number 9 against number 11. These teams don't care where they finish in the regular season is preseason to them. All they're doing is ramping up for the playoffs and ramping up. They couldn't care less if they win the President's Trophy. That's not the trophy they're after. You know, congratulations to Winnipeg. You're the President's Trophy champion. You lost in the second round to Dallas. Enjoy. You know, so that I think is interesting, too, that, you know, the 9th place team and the 11th place teams in the NHL are going to be in the finals. But once again, I'm sitting here thinking, boy, we're going to get a 7-game series. This is going to be a great series and everything. And I hope it is.
Paul, when it comes to this match, though, I'm hoping that not only do we get another lengthy series like last year with this team, I'm very interested in this, and Owen, I want your answer on this one as well. Stuart Skinner is a fever dream this postseason, and I don't know what to make of him.
A fever dream? What?
He's not all
playing,
or nothing.
He's not playing in the WNBA.
Well done, Paul.
That was good.
But he's been all or nothing to start the postseason, and now it looks like he's gotten back to like normal numbers and wins. Like he's not only allowing 0 goals to win a hockey game. But what has it been like to see see Skinner playing the way he has throughout this postseason, though, for Edmonton, especially with how his first round started?
Go ahead, goalie.
It's been such a roller coaster with him. There are definitely points, especially in high pressure situations, where your sort of gas tank of confidence is a lot more susceptible to being drained and filled more easily based on the pressure of the situation. You know, you're in the playoffs, you've got the two of the best probably 5 players in the league on your team. You know, all you have to do is be a little better than the other guy every night, and you're probably getting a win. I think a lot of that probably is difficult to deal with as a younger goaltender in the league like Skinner is. And it leads to inconsistencies like we saw. And it also leads to when you start feeling good, you can build on that in a really significant way, which is, I think, what we're seeing right now as he heads into the Stanley Cup final playing his best hockey of the season. I think you see the dips, and you see a goaltender that's really introspective and has a really high sort of trait of being able to self-identify and rectify his issues in Stuart Skinner. He's done a great job of that in his career, and I think that's why we've seen in those moments after he takes those big dive bomb dips, he rebounds and he plays well because he's mentally the most strong or effective in the goaltending position in the league right now, purely on the mental side. I don't think he's one of the best goalies, but I think he's very good at that aspect of the game, and I think that's why we've seen him rebound the way we have.
Well, let me flip it for you and ask you, for the Sabres, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen finished not this past season, but the season before, the last 35 games, which is after January 1st, his numbers were, in some cases, the best in the NHL and pretty close, either 1 and 2 in almost every category. He was lights out. And then he comes into last year, and he regresses. And a lot of it, I mean, I can see it. It was confidence. It just, you know, he wasn't there to make the biggest thing he did in that in that year he was great is made the big save at the big time. And, of course, that's going to give you confidence when you do that, when you bail your team out with a huge save. He didn't do that enough this year. There were some good games, but it just seemed like, for me, a guy who was never – well, yeah, I was in the net twice when I was like 10 years old. But for me, who's, let's just say, never played goalie, what I saw was a guy that just seemed to lose his confidence out there. So how can he get that back to come into camp and be the goaltender that he was not last year but the year before?
Yeah, that is the challenge that every developing goalie on the planet, regardless of where you're at playing, faces. It's what do you do when you struggle? And we saw Luukkonen, I completely agree with you, Paul. You saw Luukkonen sliding too much, getting too aggressive on plays, over-pursuing. All of that, to me, ties back to confidence level, and it's the opposite of what we saw at the end of that season that you're talking about where he was so effective. It is all about trusting the work that you're doing, trusting your game, and doing – it's the work. You got to trust the work. It's all you have. All you have is the training and the goaltending skill work and the mental reps and the video to give you confidence. That's the only thing that your source of – self-belief should come from. Because if you start relying on results or big saves or whatever it might be, a contract your team gives you, that's when you start being tied to extrinsic outer motivation and outer confidence sources. And that's where when you lose that, you don't have anything to fall back on. So I think what Luukkonen needs to do is go have the best summer he's ever had, recognize that, work with a sports psych, which I'm sure he's already doing, work with his goalie coaches, work with his trainers, and do enough work that you can come into next year confident in what you've done over the summer to prepare yourself for the games. Because you are clearly talented enough to do it. UPL is undeniably, if he reached maximum potential, a very good NHL goaltender.
Yeah, I think he can be a top goalie. I think he has it in him. And you talk about goaltending coach. I'm not sold on Mike Bales, but he is a different goaltending coach when he's home.
Yes.
For the summer. And one thing I can tell you, I know he puts the work in. I know he works hard. So what I know he has the ability. I don't think $4.75 million is that big a contract for him. People talk about his contract. That's not a lot of money for a goaltender.
I totally agree with you, Paul.
I don't think that's a huge contract. Yeah. And I think he is capable of being a top number one goaltender in this league, because I've seen a sample of like 35 games where he was. Now, whether he can step into next year and do that, now Levi would be another different kind of conversation because he's never done it in the NHL. You know, that's different, but it'll be very interesting to see how his summer goes and what he's going to be like when he gets back here.
Yeah, I am. That is, to me, by far the biggest story of the Sabres offseason is what happens in the crease, whether there's a move made or what kind of progress does UPL make and what is Devon Levi next year for that team? Because I think that is a position that can undo any other work that Adams and the rest of the organization does if it goes poorly.
And Levi, you know, he had a great start to the playoffs, had a great season where he was an all-star, but he did play the best team in the American Hockey League in a series where they lost that series in five games. Now, in game four, he played very well, as did his team. They were the team that got through the regular season as one of the best teams in the AHL. They played great defense. He made great saves when he had to. But game five and in all three losses, he just wasn't there. He wasn't there to make the big save. And so that put some, you know, doubt in my mind. It's like, is he ready? Is he an NHL goaltender? Can he be an NHL goaltender? Does he need more seasoning? You know, is he too small to play goal in the NHL? You know, I think there are a lot of question marks, at least in my mind, with him.
I think that's totally valid. There are always going to be question marks, especially with a goaltender of his stature. But I believe that he can do it in the NHL. He's just got to get the timing right, get the seasoning he needs, and whether that's this year or not, we'll see.
His resume would say he is an NHL goaltender because he arguably is the best college goaltender that's ever lived. He finally got correct, in my mind, the correct development. He's been in the AHL now for about a year and a half, put up very good numbers, done very well for the most part. Maybe I'm just putting too much into him playing the best team in the AHL and it not really going his way at all. But that I was really thinking that maybe he's ready. Maybe he is until he got into that series. Because I watched him against Syracuse. He gave up the first two goals of the series in game one. They didn't score on him for the rest of the series. I mean, they came back and won game one. They scored, I believe it was 11 or 14 goals in a row. And then he won the next two by shutout. And it was like, wow. I mean, and just to watch him play, I did get to see him play. I mean, he was just so solid. You know, he didn't have to make phenomenal saves because of his positioning and because of the way the team played in front of him. And there was one game in Rochester, he made 35 saves for a shutout. I don't think there was a difficult save there where he made, like had to like stand on his head to make a save because, you know, a lot of shots were from the outside. He was right on top of his crease. He was solid. He was fighting for his ice. So those games were very impressive, but then I lost a little of what I was thinking about him when I watched him play the best team in the AHL and lose in five.
Paul, I wish we had all the time in the world because hearing the two of you going on here back and forth was a spectacle for me to see. I just pulled up some popcorn and I was just letting you two riff at this point. So you made my job a hell of a lot easier there. So, Paul, thank you. Always appreciate it. We'll do this again soon, begrudgingly for you. But again, the check's in the mail.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline joining us there. And Paul, as always, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we've got this. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here with you for another hour and a half-ish on your weekend here. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit. Probably not today, hopefully tomorrow, but we're here for you for the gloomy Saturday that is on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It seems sometimes when you have a plan, not every bit of it goes the way you want it to.
Unfortunately.
And sometimes that's just what happens. The best laid plans. I play D&D. There's no such thing as a good plan anymore. but I don't necessarily want to talk about this because I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't think we should make a big deal of this yet. Yet is the word carrying a lot of water here.
Yeah, yet's doing a lot of work.
That said, there was another post from James Cook on Instagram today, or yesterday, a scene with Al Pacino saying, me, I want what's coming to me. And again, James Cook not being at OTAs means that the discussion is not gone. If he was at OTAs, the discussion about like what's going on with James Cook is buried dead.
It's six feet under.
If he shows up at OTAs, we're done. It's next year's problem. Officially, we can all move on.
Yes. And now, you know, we've got, you know, Tuesday misses day one, and now we've got another Instagram story.
But I want to be Labatt crystal clear about this. I don't think this is a big deal yet. Wait a couple weeks when mandatory minicamp is here, then it starts to get louder. The fact that he's not at OTAs, I'm not concerned yet. I'm really not. And I don't think anyone really should be overly concerned yet either. Are there doubts that are starting to creep in more? Yes, obviously. You'd want him just to be there day one to just silence all concerns. Anxiety is... it's tough, and nobody wants to ever deal with it. Even in the smaller circles of, I just want my running back to report to OTAs. Am I really asking for that much? But then I always liken it to, hey, we have a team building exercise. You don't get paid for it. Like, if I get that email, I'm out of here 5 minutes early.
Yeah. I don't think anyone needs to be panicking yet, but we have not seen anything. Nobody from McDermott to Bean to Cook himself have said anything to make us feel any better about it.
Not any better, but also not any worse. Like, the James Cook posts really are just effectively, I want to get paid a good amount of money for my services, which are very good in this league.
Right.
That's not something that I should ever tell someone they shouldn't do. As a matter of fact, that's something I don't think anyone should begrudge of a person. You want more money for the job that you do, and you're working hard at it. That is something very relatable to every one of us that has blood in their veins. That said, yes, the anxiety will be there more if there is more of these posts, if there is more of this stuff, because we went through this last year and effectively had to trade the person.
Right. And however much impact each step along the way, Instagram post, missing something, whatever impact each one of those events have, they are a drop in a bucket of concern about Cook and about having him on this team for this season and beyond. And I think it's valid to worry about. Just, it's not panic button time yet. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, because of the time of year it is, because of everybody's obsession with the Bills, everything's heightened. So those little drops might feel like a rainstorm right now of concern. But we all have to deal with it, and it will come to a resolution. I'm fairly confident that the Bills will end up having James Cook on the team, running the football, you know, catching passes from Josh Allen this season. But every step that we take so far has increased my concern level for his attendance once things become mandatory and once we get into the season.
And that's what I'm here for, to try to help ease that a little bit for you or for anyone else out there. I don't think I'm not in his inner circle. I'm only going off of what I feel, what I think, and what I'm looking at and trying to make the best educated guess that I can. If James Cook says that he does not want to be a distraction, well, his actions are not necessarily helping in that matter. But do I think that he's going to cost himself money at some point trying to look for the bigger deal? No. I do think that he ultimately plays the last year of his deal here in Buffalo by the time training camp rolls around. I would love it for him to be here, but until it's mandatory, those concerns are not there for me yet. If he's not there at minicamp, a finable offense gets louder, and I will not begrudge anyone of their bad feelings at that point. That's when I'll step back and go, okay, I don't love it. I still think he plays, but I don't love it. Obviously, if training camp happens, it's a different story. Right.
Then everything.
Words that were said are not true, and rage will come about from the fan base, and I'm not going to tell them don't.
Yes.
No, at that point, you are allowed to be angry, and I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to try to comfort you. As a matter of fact, just be mad at that point. Not overly mad, but definitely be like, oh, great, this is happening. It's not happening yet, so I'm not there yet, and I don't think anyone else should be yet. Mini camp's a different story. That's when it's allowed to get a little bit louder. It's allowed to have the noise come in. It's allowed to be this little bit of uncertainty creeping into your ear. Again, anxiety is awful. I hate it and every bit of it. And I think you should too.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Now, speaking of concern, how concerned do we think Kevin Adams is right now about
I love that the transition.
Hiring of-
That's good. That's good. The Kekalainen hire, about how concerned would Kevin Adams be about the future of his job? And I'm starting to wonder about the reports of elevating him to a president role.
Yeah. I think that the Sabres have done so well with this Kekalainen hire that I think there is a subsection of the fan base that may immediately, if things don't go well next season, go, why isn't Kekalainen the GM?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing the job. He's done the job longer than Adams has done it, even though Adams has been here for 6 years already. He's got experience. He's been to the playoffs. Does Adams have a reason to be concerned here? Does this feel, you know, you're talking about a devil on the shoulder to help him. Is that devil waiting for something?
Is it the devil you know versus the devil you don't, for example? And like, could it ultimately lead to his demise here? And I think that win or lose this season, there is a way that Kekalainen ends up the general manager any dang way. And I look back to the reports of the offseason of the whispers coming from like Elliot Friedman of maybe they're looking at elevating Adams to a president of hockey ops sort of role. And I think that this hire allows for those whispers to get louder. Win or lose. If the Sabres struggle out of the gate, as this core has had a terrible track record of doing, then yes, I think that that could happen for the sake of, okay, it's not enough. We need you out of the general manager role. If they win, it becomes the same power dynamic. Hey, Kekalainen, you're our GM. Adams, you're our president of hockey ops, who will have the final say on these things, or like, you know, the last word, so to say, and Kekalainen will be able to do the job as general manager while you're president of hockey ops.
Yeah, they have set themselves up.
Win or lose for this scenario.
Exactly. They've set themselves up to, if this season doesn't go to plan or does go to plan, either if it goes poorly, say these are the changes we're going to make. We're going to promote Kekalainen because we believe in what he brought. And we think he's got the experience that we're looking for in this general manager's chair. And we're going to move Adams out of the hockey-specific role into the business role that he's already sort of familiar with because of his time at the academy. It gives everyone an out if things go poorly. And then if things go well, then you just promote everybody. And now you've got a structure in place that if we're talking about this mind meld of Kekalainen's aggression and Adams's conservative nature, then you've got the framework of what could be the future of your front office for a long time if things go well. If you make the playoffs next year and this is how this goes and you build something, you've got a general manager in place who's young enough to do the job for a long time. That's separate from what a lot of these people that we've talked about for this job.
That's right.
Lou Lamoriello's in his 80s. Regeer is old, in his 80s too.
You brought up that one and that brings back memories.
But those guys aren't people that you're thinking can fill the general manager's position if things go poorly or if right. you're looking for a new GM. Kekalainen is absolutely that guy. I think Kekalainen, I might bet on him, if I could, bet on him to be the next Sabres GM no matter what happens this year. I think he is in a golden position to gather information this season, learn about this city, about this team, and then maybe take a step up into that GM chair, no matter whether they win or lose. And I think that that could be the start of a positive era for these Sabres, if everything can go to plan.
And you know what's really interesting about the hiring time as well? It's 1 week before the scouting combine.
Yeah.
Perfect time to come into the organization when all teams are going to be coming over here. So now he gets to see the base of operations on the other side, because obviously his staff will have been here for the scouting combine in his 11 years as Columbus's general manager. Now he gets to come here as the host city, get to acknowledge everything. And now it's, oh, hey, you're just 1 year removed of being a general manager for a hockey team. You have all those connections. You probably have even ideas of things that you wanted to add for your team that you're no longer working for. And now you're looking at this roster. You have a chance to get things familiar. You also were out of the league for a year, so you are kind of still probably tapped in on the comings and goings in the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect chance to, you know, rekindle some relationships, get some trade talk, rub some elbows. Hey, how you doing? Let's go out for dinner, blah, blah, blah.
And just develop more relationships.
Establish the relationships and go, have you met Kevin? And try to get some interesting, tasty trade talk. God, I hate having optimism.
It is
so annoying sometimes.
I love it. I think it's delightful.
I know.
It's really
a feeling you should never let go away. But then sometimes when I'm sitting in this chair, I go, I'm trying to give all of you hope, and it's dangerous. It's irresponsible of me, and I'm a jerk. But also, it's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, the more I think about this hire and the opportunities it presents for the team, the more and more I like it.
803-0550, the number to call. We just brought up James Cook. Are you concerned about that? Is it a non-story? We have still a little bit of time to go into that as well. Sarah Sivian joining us at the top of the hour here as well. But we'll wrap up hour number two coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker, Evan DePasquale on the board here for you. This is Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Final segment here of hour number two. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. And this is a third straight day that I hear interesting comments from a coach eliminated in a conference final. But it's Peter DeBoer walking back something, but making his initial comments sound worse. From Taylor Bard of NHL.com. DeBoer said there was a conversation about starting Casey DeSmith in Game 4. Ottinger was dealing with an upper respiratory issue and had played more games than any other goalie at that time. There was a thought of trying to see if he'd be fresher with a night off. One game later, he is pulled in Game 5 after letting in two goals on two shots.
In the first 5 minutes of the game
and
on a breakaway and a tap-in.
On a breakaway and a power play tap-in. It makes what he said post-game about we have enough evidence that he wasn't going to be able to win against Edmonton. That makes that so much worse.
Yeah.
All you have to do for your ultimate cop-out here is say this.
Right.
Say this.
It is. This is a new, like, this is a whole new degree on on this whole situation with Ottinger and DeBoer. DeBoer, after the game, essentially said, we've seen enough of Ottinger against Edmonton. He can't beat them. He gave up two. I pulled him because I didn't think he could do it. There is, in my mind, no reason for DeBoer to not just say, yeah, Ottinger was dealing with something. He gave up too early, so I got him out of there because he was dealing with something, which is apparently what was happening. But instead of that, DeBoer went in after the game and said it was on Ottinger.
Right. I don't understand. Like, say that. Say that. Literally what you – and I get that you're trying to walk it back a little bit, but that makes it sound so much worse.
It makes it all – it makes your comments after the game feel – I said this yesterday with you guys – feel even more panicked and mindless. Mm-hmm. It feels like he panicked and blamed goalie – and needed to double down on it after the game and probably has caught some internal flack for it as Ottinger's a vital piece of that Dallas core.
Just signed an extension.
And now he had to come try and say something else, and I think he's made another misstep here yet again.
He makes it look a lot worse. Jake Ottinger, by the way, in locker cleanout, saying he is not really focused on or concerned about his relationship with Peter DeBoer, saying that his focus is on being the best goalie in the world and letting his game speak for himself.
speak for itself. That is something that you brought up with us yesterday of, I don't think there's anything more that's going to end up happening with this.
That quote doesn't inspire a ton of confidence in me that he is
okay with this. I will be very interested to see about that. But we got to get out of here so that we can ask about this and plenty more with Sarah Sivian, Bleacher Report. Joining us on the other side here, Derek Kramer, Owen Power. This is Sports Talk Saturday. One more hour to go here on WGR.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.